In dubiously received design news, the new $5 note was unfurled to sceptical fanfare this week. But the particular pleasures of that purple piece of polymer aside, how much does physical currency matter anymore? It's clearly time for Susan Mousehart to share her obituary for another sinking ship of culture. Here's Dr. Mousehart with her diagnosis for the state of banknotes.
Let's take lots of money. Money is divine.
Now that we know what our new $5 note will look like, how pleasant to be reminded that cash is practically obsolete anyhow. Unveiled by the Reserve Bank this week, the new bill has been widely hailed as the iSnack 2.0 of the currency world.
It turned thousands of Australians into unhappy little Vegemites.
Among other random visual elements, the new design features a scowling queen. The word specimen stamped across her face could explain that. And sprays of native flora that look alarmingly like something you'd find on a laboratory slide. More golden staff than golden wattle. Social media wasted no time in paying out the new design. Looks like vomit, hideous, and like a primary school mural, were among the more considered opinions. Photoshoppers had a field day posting parody designs, among them the Cliver, featuring Clive Wooden Nickel Palmer sporting a sumptuously styled updo.
I can't take any questions on that because it's before the court, so I'm not going to answer questions.
We haven't seen currency cringe on this scale since,
in come the dollars, in come
2015, when a petition calling for the national currency to be renamed Dollary Dues attracted more than 45,000 signatures.
$900 dues? Tobias! Did you accept a 6-hour collect call from the state?
According to the RBA, the new design is the culmination of a process of extensive consultation with focus groups, banks, and subject matter experts. Well, we all get 5 minutes of fame, and I guess the prickly Moses Wattle specialists have waited longer than most for theirs. The synergies released as a result of such design by committee have been well documented. There's even a technical term for it. Dog's breakfast. Luckily for all of us, money isn't everything. In fact, and increasingly, it isn't anything. Americans only use cash for about 40% of transactions. Here in Australia, that figure is less than 20%. Soon, experts tell us, ATMs, once the pinnacle of fiduciary high tech, will be as rare as phone booths in the desert. And even panhandlers will accept PayPal. In Sweden, they already do. There, even church collections are conducted via apps and collect-o-mart card machines. Cash or credit, Jesus still saves. A cashless society sounds kind of scary until you look at that $5 note again. Anyhow, they say money is just energy. Well, that makes sense, I guess. Because I don't have any of that either.
Now the gravy trains run over you.
Susan Mousehart there, celebrating the rise of the cashless economy. You can find earlier installments of Susan's Sinking Ships of Culture up on our part of the RN website. And while you're there, we're looking for something from you. We're doing a story next week on hitchhiking. Obviously, hitchhiking's stupid, irresponsible, dangerous, ill-advised. Obviously. But it makes for great stories, and I have no doubt you've got them. So share them with us. Record yourself on your smartphone and email it to us at blueprintforliving@your.abc.net.au. That's blueprintforliving, all one word, at your.abc.net.au. Or go to our Facebook page and you'll find a relevant thread there to join into. Good, bad, ugly, we want your hitchhiking stories.